Okay, I'm speaking with Ron Caswell, an engineer with Lockheed Martin. Welcome to the Space Show, Ron.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here. And I believe we want to talk about some of my space travels.
That's right. We spoke to you a little while ago, and we were so enthusiastic about hearing you speak, we thought we'd get you back on and get you to share some of your experiences that you've had going to various space centers around the world.
Life has been very good to me. In 1992, I was able to witness a Soyuz launch from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in the country of Kazakhstan. And that launch, I saw in Aviation Week, and my friend Richard Tonkin from Melbourne went with us on that trip. And we were 900 meters from the launch pad. And from that distance, you either get a good view or it doesn't matter. And so from that trip, Richard was the one who arranged for us to go to French Guiana on November 19, 1993, and we saw Ariane Vehicle 61 launch. And so then from there, I become friends with Konrad Dannenberg. And Konrad Dannenberg is one of the original Wernher von Braun engineers. Konrad was the man who awarded the contract for the Saturn V rocket. He decided Boeing got one stage and McDonnell Douglas got another stage. He evaluated all the proposals and got to decide this. A lot of people worked on Apollo. So last September, Konrad and I went to Germany. We went to Peenemünde, Germany. That's the German Cape Canaveral. It's on the Baltic Sea, and that's where Wernher von Braun and 1942 launched the first rocket to escape Earth's atmosphere, and that was a V-2 rocket. It was called an A-4 at the time, an aggregate 4. And from that rocket, the Russians built their space program, and the United States has built their space program from that. And I have a website out. It's called, where we're sitting, we can look out the window and see the Vehicle Assembly Building. And
we just saw STS-99 take off from the Kennedy Space Center on Friday, and the pad's empty now, but yes, I'm sitting here looking at both pad 39A and B and the Vehicle Assembly Building.
So my newsletter is called Eyes on the Cape, and it's Eyes on the Cape, www.eyesonthecape.com, and that will be operational in March. I don't believe that we in the industry do a good enough job telling the general public why are we doing these things in space, and that's what one of my efforts is to help answer that question in terms that the general public can understand. I send my newsletters to my mother and to friends around the world.
So this is a non-official, purely off your own bat comment, update of the current things that are taking place in your world, which is here up in the vicinity of the Kennedy Space Center, and things that are happening in the space industry in general from your point of view.
Yes, it is. It's just things that strike me as I come along and write on that. And I want to help bring mankind farther along. May we all live here on this planet, in this precious universe, together well. And that's what I like to write about, is things, why we're doing things, why we should do stuff together.
Well, that's one of the things that I've heard many astronauts comment on, the fact that they get into space and all of a sudden the maps and the globes that you see on the ground with those lines and borders on them, there are no borders from space.
Yes, that is so true. And we are all people here on this planet, this precious planet, and may we all act like Earthlings.
Well, in a way, we're all space travelers, aren't we? Sitting on the spaceship Earth and going around the sun. Well, thanks, Ron. It's been great talking with you. And what was that website address again?
www.eyesonthecape.com.
Okay, no spaces and no dashes, just Eyes on the Cape, one word.
EYESONTHECAPE.
Okay, and you'll have some details of your travels on there, and also your Eyes on the Cape commentary. And
I will have lots. I'll post my reports on there, and I'll also have wonderful web links to educational programs for students on my website.
We'll keep an eye out for that, Ron. Thanks very much for talking with the Space Show.
It's a wonderful meeting.